I wasn't necessarily looking for a new job, if you will, but when I heard about the opportunity at Findlay Market, it was something that I felt really compelled to investigate more. I mean, the market has had a tremendous rebound under the leadership of Bob Pickford and the current staff, and being a part of that renaissance, being a part of, you know, that growth and being able to steward the market to the future was something that was tremendously compelling for me.
As you mentioned, Findlay Market has had quite a few improvements over the last few years or so. And I was wondering where you would like to take Findlay Market. What does it still need in order to fulfill its potential, shall we say?
The market house itself and many of the surrounding buildings are occupied and vibrant and growing, and many of the new vendors that have opened in Findlay Market over the last several years have seen great success and had the opportunity to open additional restaurants and food stands throughout our community. And where I think the opportunity exists now is to leverage that success to really make the Findlay Market District as a whole kind of become the place for food entrepreneurs.
What are your thoughts on improving the parking situation? Sometimes, particularly if you go down there during the weekend, unless you come really early, it's not always easy to find a spot.
We've got literally the entire district mapped out in terms of available parking spots in lots, including every single, you know, meter in the district and kind of what that parking opportunity looks like. And it's something that we pay particular attention to because, we expect and plan on continuing the growth of the market. And as the market grows and as, retail grows and as residential grows in this area, parking is something that will be very important. There's two things, though, that we've done. In particular, you mentioned the Saturday and Sunday opportunities. As you may know, the Findlay Market lots have gone to fee-for-service on Saturdays and Sundays. So there's a $1 fee for 2 hours of parking. And that was specifically done to help alleviate that problem. The focus of creating or having paid parking was to increase a little bit of the churn, so you have the ability to come in, do your shopping for 2 to 4 hours, plenty of time to get what you need, and then make that space available. So I think many of our patrons have already noticed over the last several months since we did that, that the availability of parking is better. You know, your ability to kind of pull in the lot and maybe circle once usually turns up a spot for you. At the same point in time, our year-over-year traffic, the number of people coming to the market, has also increased. It's something that we, continue to watch and make sure we have an understanding of and continue to collaborate with the city on.
Joe Hansbauer, the new president and CEO of the Corporation for Findlay Market, says the market will continue to be open Tuesdays through Sundays. He says the farmer's tailgate market will not only continue, Hansbauer hopes to expand it into a year-round feature of the Findlay Market shopping experience. I'm Steve Hirschberg.